Hello, everybody. Well, it's Easter Monday. Not that it really makes any difference at the moment what day of the week it is, because we're all on lockdown still here in the UK, as many other EU countries are, and many countries across the world. So I thought I would just give a quick update to what we're up to, how it's affecting what we do day to day. Now, like everybody, there is lots of changes. Our day to day has changed massively. Many of the sales force and the team are furloughed. I'm not currently furloughed, just trying to keep things running and answer inquiries. And amazingly, we've actually got some inquiries coming through, which is brilliant. We've also listed a couple of boats for sale on One Marine, both sea lines actually, a sea line S23 and a sea line F33. And that's really good. Both of those are generating inquiries, which is brilliant. So as soon as this is back, I'm confident, or as soon as we're back, I should say, I'm really confident we're going to be busy. We're going to be selling, especially brokerage. Unfortunately, there's going to be people out there that want to sell their brokerage boats and need to sell their brokerage boats. But as we said to somebody, you know, unfortunately, if there's people at the moment that have been affected by this financially, there's equally people that are making money in times like this. So we've got to look at it from all angles. And thankfully, we're an island nation. Everyone still wants to go boating. But the most important thing is, like everybody, is to keep our thoughts with those families that are being affected by this dreadful pandemic, and also the NHS guys and girls and people that are basically keeping this country going. Thankfully, at the moment, I haven't had to call upon their services directly, and none of my family have, but I don't want to speak too soon. But everybody appreciates what they're doing. But I wanted today to just give you a quick podcast about boat checkups during COVID-19. Now, many of the marinas around the UK have been locked down, so they are shut effectively, which is unprecedented. It's never happened before. But what the marinas are doing is they are allowing contractors, as long as they're working with the correct social distancing rules, to go onto the marinas and do what they've got to do. And Mark, who's featured a couple of times in now my podcast series, is he's sort of diversified a little bit. He's gone from driving boats predominantly and teaching to actually now checking up on boats. So fair play to him. What he's done is he's gone out to his client base and his database, and he said, look, you know, I'm here, I am allowed on the marinas, I can go and check your boat. And he's offered a package where he can go and check people's boats, either just a quick check over or a bit more in depth. And this week what he's done is he's gone down to the marina, and he looks after, with a friend of his, a Manhattan 52. So what he's done is he's gone down to the boat and he's done a walkthrough of the checks of what he's going to do. So following on from my last podcast where the audio wasn't brilliant, what we've done is Mark's recorded his section separately. So in a minute, I'm going to cut him into this podcast where you're going to be able to listen to his checkup, and then I'll join you at the end and we can have a chat about it. And I hope you enjoy what Mark's got to say. Speak to you shortly.
So good afternoon, Tom. Hi, everybody. I've just come down to Torquay Marina on this glorious Good Friday afternoon. I'm allowed to do some safety checks on the boats down here, although I'm not allowed to take them out, unfortunately. But there's a plenty I can do to make sure the boats are safe and secure. So I'll just go through the procedures, what I do when I get to the boat. So the first boat I'm going to do a check on is a Sunseeker 52. Now the first thing I'll do is check the exterior. So I'm looking at the lines and the fenders, checking that the props at the back are clear before I start the engines. Luckily it's beautiful and clear at the moment, probably because there's no boats actually moving, so that's an easy job. I have noticed that there's a spender that's split, so I'll get on and do that and just tidy up some of the lines. Okay, so come onto the boat, and the first thing I do at the door is put the batteries on. So I'll put all the batteries on. Easy enough to do, and every boat is different, so it all depends on your situation. I lock the door, get into the boat, and on here we have a Bajura Electronics controller, and that's just about to spin up, and when it does, I can go through and check the systems on it. So it takes 30 seconds to a minute for the thing to spin up. So I'm just going through all the systems, making sure there's no alarms, making sure the water pump is live, and just checking there's enough untoward on the electronics there. Next job is to go into the engine room, check the seacocks on, check all the oils and coolant levels, the usual thing, and on the generator as well, because we'll be starting that up. So I'll just go down and do that now. Okay, so that's all good down there, fortunately. So now I'll come up to the helm position. We have
the electronic Volvo Penta ignition, so I'll just swipe the key over the top of those, make them live. And you can hear them then. Make sure it's in neutral, make sure my station is active downstairs. Okay, everything's beeping away at me, the fans are coming on, but I know it's okay downstairs, being that it's diesel. So I'll press start on both engines. And once I've done that, I'll just check all the systems on the electronic LEDs, make sure that oil pressure's up, revs are stable. And whilst the engine's warming, I'll just go to the back of the boat and check there's water coming out of the exhaust. Okay, that's all good. That alarm you can hear is the GPS fix. I'll just clear that, accept it, and the system will work fine for the plotting system. So that's that done. Okay, so I'm just letting the engines run now. Whilst that's happening, what I will do is put the air conditioning on and run, obviously, through the generator, run the generator at the same time, so killing two birds with one stone. And that goes back to the panel. So now I have the generator up and running. I've just checked there's water coming out from the exhaust, so that's all good. And what I'll do now is just run up some of the systems on the generator just to give it some load after about a couple of minutes, just whilst it's warmed up. So I'll be putting the air conditioning through the system. Again, making sure there's water coming out from the pumps once I put that into operation. So the air conditioning's up and running and everything's fine. There's air coming out all the outlets and there's water coming out of the from the pumps from the side of the boat. So the next thing I'll do is I'm going to run the freshwater system, open up all the taps and flush through the toilets. So that's all done now, and everything's fine. Whilst I'm down in the cabins, I'll open up all the doors, check all the portholes, just make sure there's nothing in down here untoward, everything looks fine, there's no obvious leaks, water leaks, rain marks or anything like that. So that's good. So now it's time to put the engines in gear and check the steering and all the nav system. Okay, so temperatures are up quite nicely now, about 45-46 degrees, coming to 50 quite rapidly because of the warm weather today. I'm just going to put one engine in gear, so I'll put engine forward and I'll leave that in gear probably for about 5 minutes and just intermittently go between forward and reverse, and then I'll do that with the starboard engine and I will put the bow and stern thrusters on down here and test them as well. Okay, so they seem to work. My next job is to test the other system, so I'm going to do a radio check now, check the horn, the wipers, the nav lights and the anchor, and we've got some side windows. I'll put those up and down as well. So check the engines downstairs. I've done my radio check, I've done all pressed all the bells and whistles, that all works from downstairs. So my next job is to go up to the upper helm and do the same again. So I'm up on the upper helm again. I'll put the engines into gear forward and back, check the bow and stern thrusters, check the trim tabs, do a radio check on the VHF up here, check the steering left to right, make sure we'll get the hydraulic fluid pumping around. I will start and stop the engines from up here as well, put the autopilot on and off to see that it is trying to move, check the horn up here and the anchor switches and all the other the lights, and then whilst I'm at it, I'll check the covers, the poppers, make sure it's all secure. So everything worked fine up there. So I make my way downstairs and get back to the helm position by the saloon. And what I'm going to do now is shut everything down here, and then I'll shut the panel down. I'll check the fridge, make sure there's no perishables in there. It is actually a jar, so I don't think there's anything in there to worry about. So it's basically everything reversed now, putting the boat to bed, locking up and turn off the batteries. So. Lock the door. I've got another cursory check in the engine room, making sure nothing's fallen off during the running of the engines. The batteries are off. Boat's zipped up. Another cursory look at the lines, because obviously, and fenders, because we'll be putting it into gear. Make sure nothing's been disturbed. Make sure the shore power cable's correctly fitted and it was live, which it is. That's it. And this is something you could do when you can't take the boat out in the winter. Just, it's worth doing. It's just, I know we have to do it now because it's quarantine,
boats in quarantine, so they do need looking after still. Everything needs to be run, so if you can get down or get someone to come down and do it for you, it's always worthwhile. Otherwise things tend to break when they're not used, weirdly. It seems counterintuitive, but that, unfortunately with boats, that's the way it is. Takes half an hour, 45 minutes to do, and it just makes sure that it's peace of mind, basically. Make sure the boat's okay and it's still floating, and if there is any issues, well, you know, it can be started and moved at any time.
So I hope you found that interesting, what Mark was saying there on board at Manhattan, and it gives you an idea of what needs to be done and what can be done. As you can see, it's quite in depth, really, and I think one of the most important things that is, as Mark sort of picked up on there, is things need to be used and they stop some break here. And we find this time and time again, even when we're selling boats, sometimes boats that have done more hours, people are very afraid of buying, but actually what it can mean is they've been used more. So everything on the boat has been used more, the fridge, the loos, the water pump, and actually they like to be used. And if you look at the actual usage they've had still in relation to things in your home or in your car, it's minimal. It really is still minimal usage. So yeah, hopefully that was really interesting for everybody to have a listen through. I think Mark's doing a great job, and not everybody's local to me or to us here in Devon, so not everybody can use Mark, and at the moment he can't be travelling around too much. But if you are local and you would like to get in touch, please do drop me a line on my Sunseeker Tom Instagram, which is at Sunseeker Tom, and Mark's is at Coxswain1, which is Coxswain1. Drop us either a message and he can go down there for you. He's not charging huge amounts of money for this. It's a good service. And I would urge you, if you are in other locations listening to this and you've got a boat on a marina and you want somebody to go and check it, give your marina a call. There'll be contractors going down there at the moment that can do this service for you. It takes them half an hour max to do this. So they shouldn't be charging you lots of money, and it gives you peace of mind. If you want photos, they can send you images, and it's a really, really good service. It isn't great to just be leaving your boat down there unattended. By all means, I hadn't thinking aloud here, insurance, I don't know how that pans out with some people, but you should be keeping an eye on it. I know the marinas are still doing their checks, which is brilliant, and they're doing a great service as well, so they need to have a shout out. But it's really important you get down to your boat, or get someone to go down to your boat and just check it if you can. Like I say, give your marina manager a call, your marina team a call. I'm sure they'll know somebody. Give me a ring, give Mark a ring, drop us a message. We can help you, point you in the right direction. If you're based on the South Coast, we know lots of different people. So if you're unsure of which path to go, or your initial path, you find a bit of a dead end, do let us know. I'm sure we can help. So I hope you've enjoyed listening to this podcast. I really do hope we'll get back out in the water soon and back down to the office and start selling some boats, and I can give you some more good content to get on here. I've got some other interviews lined up. I'm going to do one soon with Aquaholic Nick. If you don't watch his YouTube already, do. He's doing really, really well. So go and have a look at him. But I'm going to do one with him, because I've known Nick for years, and that might be quite interesting. But as I always say at the end of these, please do give me some feedback. Don't forget to subscribe. Drop me a message. It's great to see my listen count going up. I'm almost at 1,000 listens across my podcast now, which, okay, is no huge achievement, but it's good to certainly be making some headway with it. And I'm confident after this, how things are going to change. It is going to change. People are going to want to do stuff more remotely. So all these online platforms are going to be so important. But keep in touch. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your Easter Monday, and speak soon. Bye.